Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, boys and girls. David Creel, Ziglar Master Coach, with another episode of the Master Class of One podcast with my new friend from right on the other side of Houston, Tiffany. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Love it.
And thankful for the AC.
Oh, gosh, yes. You can see the fan. Yes.
And we haven't had any rain in basically a month.
Yep.
But we're not here to talk about the weather because that's way above both of our pay grades. So we're here to talk about you and talk about you with you. So what's in your mind? How can I help today?
So I would like to talk about how to, as a coach, I work on alignment and authenticity with my clients, but my focus is on individuals that have been through some type of toxic environment, relationship, and are looking to reclaim their power and stand in their voice. And for me, especially because it's such a sensitive issue and topic, marketing to me feels really icky. I don't want to put things out there to make it sound like I'm capitalizing on that experience with people. And outside of vulnerability, my main thing is that call to action and finding that thing that says, I can help you at the end after sharing a story or after making a connection or putting out a relatable statement, whatever it is.
Okay, so the call to action for you to get people to like raise their hand, or what's the call to action?
Yeah, for coaching clients, for them to say, yes, this is me and I need your help.
What's your current process for that?
Just saying at the end to shoot me a message or if you need help. It just feels so vanilla. And usually it takes me a while to get there because I'm afraid that I don't want to sound salesy or just jump into that aspect of it. And I really want to focus on the relatability first.
Okay. So give me the extreme cliff notes of an example of what you're talking about.
Of how I currently put myself out there.
Yeah.
It would be probably a story of my upbringing, of my relationship with toxic individuals where, you know, A, B, and C, right? How it started, how it made me feel, how I was able to reclaim my own power, and then ending with that piece is kind of what doesn't feel like it flows with me, but it usually ends with, you know, you can do this too, not so cheesy like that, but, you know, I get it. I've been where you are. This is possible for you. Let's have a chat. And then I'll usually post my link in the comments.
Hey, and where are you doing this at? Like where you give this the presentation or whatever you're trying to do to get people to pick up the phone and raise their hand? Is this on Facebook? Is this on Zoom? Is this networking? Where are you doing this at?
90% of the time it's on Facebook. And that's really my focus for our talk today is on Facebook because there's so many other avenues, right, to put yourself out there and stuff like this or being on podcasts. That's easy, right, because it's kind of expected. People are going to be listening to it. They want to hear what you have to say and how you can help. But Facebook where it's, you know, just whatever your audience is.
Okay. So what problem do you solve?
I solve the problem that people think that change and healing is not possible. I help individuals realize their worth and through my relatability, help them realize that they're not alone, especially in this type of situation. You're made to feel like you're alone and no one understands you or that you're being judged. So to really allow individuals to say, hey, you know what? This is not my life. I want better. This is not my story anymore. And it's time for me to go out into the world and start my new chapter as whoever I'm supposed to be and not who I was told that I need to be or how I felt that I should be.
Okay. And that, all that is very hard to put on a business card.
Yes.
Okay. So if you could distill it down to two or three or four words, what would you say?
My two words are unapologetic authenticity.
Unapologetic authenticity. Let's say that 10 times fast.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you be open to my thoughts whenever I heard that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, just my opinion. It's just, I happen to be an expert in my own opinion. Okay.
Right.
Tell me the two words again.
Unapologetic authenticity.
Okay. So, like, what does that mean?
Exactly.
So, like, unapologetically authentic with relationship with your spouse, with your kids, with these are AirPods or they're not AirPods. What,
right.
Like, what is the benefit they get from being unapologetically authentic? Ooh, I said that right there.
and this is my problem, because I can say I have a lot of words to explain something that I know I only have 3 seconds to get that message across, right? What they gain from it is confidence, being able to make decisions faster, setting boundaries, recognizing unhealthy relationships earlier, sooner than later, or avoiding them completely, having a more fulfilling life, being able to follow their own path, their own dream, not having to people please or tiptoe anymore, overthink, walking on eggshells. All of that icky stuff, living life for other people, being in the background, always having to ask permission or waiting for the punishment for making their own decisions or feeling happy. And that's where all that comes from. Like doing you without feeling bad about it is where those, my two words come from.
Okay. So would you agree? And I'm not attached being right or wrong with this. Is what I just thought of.
Yeah.
Would you agree that the people you work with, due to trauma or relationships or whatever they dealt with in their past that you can help with, would it be a stretch to say that they're pretty good at hiding in plain sight?
Yeah.
Because I've never experienced anything remotely on a scale of what apparently you've experienced. But if they're really good at not really going along to get along, but go along for self, for health, protection, for safety, because if they kind of don't stick their head up, they won't get smacked.
Right.
Right. Okay. So whenever you, let's say, I'm going to use the word sales pitch, but that's not what it is, but
yeah.
You go in for the close, or you're going to try to engage a customer to become your client. How does it normally go?
I normally have people reach out to me, so that's a good thing.
Okay, that's a positive.
And they pretty much made their decision, and I think that is through being vulnerable. But I've also kind of trained my audience to expect me to have all of these stories. I get a lot of engagement with them. But now that I've reopened my one-on-ones again, it's that's why that missing piece is kind of like, okay, wait, we're not just telling stories anymore. We're not just, you know, wiping each other's tears or whatever it is. We're like sharing empowering things. Now I'm saying it's your turn and I'm the one to help you.
I know the real answer, but to my knowledge, I have not heard one of these stories slash give value and then propose to work. To my knowledge, I have not heard one. So I could be way off here. Are they coming to you because you're the hero, or they're coming to you because you're the guide so they can be the hero?
Good question. The people that have, I don't know if I have like a specific A or B answer for that. The people that come to me usually are very, I mean, because of what they've been through, right? It's a matter of believing that it's possible or that you're even worth focusing on. So they usually come to me very passively. I think this is what I need. I think I need to talk to someone. And when you do go through that stuff, there usually is that moment where you wake up and you look around and you're like, how is this my life? Like, you don't realize that you've been conditioned this whole time. So that aha moment is usually when someone will reach out and be like, hey, I think this is my moment. So do that. What their goal is to get help, but also, yes, be the hero in their own story. So I guess it's both, but they're very unsure about more so themselves than they are about me being able to help, if that answers your question at all.
I think it does. Is it okay? So, obviously, I don't have notes when I'm doing this. So, this is off the top of my head. Okay, right. So this popped in my head. I was going to say something else, but this just popped in my head. Are you a mother?
Yes.
And are they your kids or are they adopted? Like, did you birth the kids or are they adopted?
Mine.
Okay. So you'll get this analogy. Okay. Was your doctor that delivered the baby or babies, was he or she a male or a female?
Female.
Female. Was she also a mom? Don't know. Let's assume there's a chance that she was.
Yeah.
Obviously, if he was a male, there's no chance.
Yeah. Plus, it was 22 years ago, so.
Yeah. Okay. But let's just assume that she was a mom who's also a doctor.
Right.
Okay. She's going to have a different way of experience communicating what you're going through because she's been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Right.
Okay. But if your doctor, like if I was your delivery doctor, I don't know what you're going through. I've never had a baby. It's impossible for me to do so. So I could have knowledge about what you're going through, but I don't have an experience because it's impossible for us to have a baby, okay, as boys, okay? But what you can do with maybe why the stories resonate so much is because you've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. And someone with an experience is never at the mercy of someone with an opinion.
Right.
Okay. Because like I can talk to somebody who's had a traumatic experience or whatever type of something in the past that happened, but I don't have an experience.
Right.
So I can't honestly look at someone in the face and say, I know what you're going through. Because I don't know what they're going through. I have no clue.
Right.
But you have a better way of connecting with them because you speak from a different place when you have an experience. Okay. And literally, I just heard what I'm about to tell you 2 days ago. Okay. So this may help you. Okay. Have you ever heard of the three F's?
I don't think so.
Okay. I know how you feel. That's the first F. I know how you feel. Because I felt the same way. And what I found was whatever solution you have for their problem. So off the top of my head, hey, Susie, I know how you felt, the feeling of isolation or whatever pain point they're going to be experiencing. I felt the same way when I went through, and then you tell them what you went through, something similar, or, you know, I was in an abusive relationship or whatever your, whatever the deal is. Okay. And what I found was X. Have you ever heard that before? Feel, felt, found. Have you ever heard that?
No, but I love it. So keep going.
Okay. So I've heard the feel, felt, found before. But what I heard on a podcast literally 2 days ago, 3 days ago, was there's a fourth F. So, hey, Susie, I know how you feel. Feeling of, you know, isolation and alone, and you're the whole world's against you or whatever, okay? I felt the same way when I went through my experience of, name the experience, okay? What I found was X, and I might be able to help you find it too. So the fourth one is find. Feel, felt, found, find. I might be able to help you find a way out or a solution or whatever will resonate with the people you're speaking with. I don't know. Obviously, this is definitely not my deal. Right. But there may be some certain words where it's not a triggering word like they're upset. It may be triggering like they have a full-on breakdown right there on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously you don't want to use that one. Oh, by the way, I know you're bawling your eyes out. Read that credit card left to right. And let's go ahead and get this thing started.
Yeah.
But whatever language is good for you, feel, felt, found, find, because then it puts the emphasis on them to solve the problem, and you're just the guide to help them solve their problem.
Gotcha. I love it. That does feel like the missing piece because it's a natural flow. And that's what I am. Like, I want it to be aligned. I don't want to say, you know, been there, done that, it sucks. Let's, you know, we do have sob stories, but I'm over it, you know, because when you're so vulnerable in that situation, you don't believe it's possible for you.
Of course.
So to be able to like still use my relatability, and I like how it's punchy, you know, I can shorten my stories and don't have to like, I mean, I'm an open book, but I don't have to like keep going with the story and then just at the end be like, call me, you know, at the bottom, that it has a natural flow. That feels better for me to talk about things.
Awesome. Okay. I think we're there.
We're there.
I mean, it's just a simple shift of, I would continue using your stories because people remember stories. Okay, but it can't be a story that has no, so there's a dog walking outside and it's chasing a squirrel. What are you talking about? How does it relate to me? I don't care.
Yeah. You know?
But if the story, have you noticed that whenever you're vulnerable with your story of whoever you're speaking to, they kind of let their guard down and they feel it's okay to be vulnerable with you because you were vulnerable with them first.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's why vulnerability is important to me, to share my story. And I've taken more of that approach because I used to talk at people because I'm on the other side of things. So like, you can do this, but nobody like that falls on deaf ears because they don't believe it. So that's why I started to incorporate vulnerability, which was really hard for me, but it's growth for me. And, you know, it's helped me connect to people.
Yeah. And maybe you switch the mindset to, instead of talking to you, I'm going to talk with you.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go hand in hand and we're going to walk through this together.
Yeah.
I mean, you've ultimately got to take, I can't make you do anything, but I'm going to kind of guide you along the path. Like, oh no, don't go that way. You need to go this way.
Yeah.
And then magic happens.
Yeah. I've even gone so far as using like we instead of you. Like, I know how you feel, you know, like when we've gone through this, we feel this way, like using that, because I'm very processy and matter of fact too, but I'm also super sensitive and empathetic and like people-y. So trying to find a way to marry those two, I think I've gotten there. It was just that bottom piece of like, you need to do this too, and I'm here to help you with it, is what I was fishing for.
Awesome. Well, that don't make that the fifth F.
Four. No, that does not feel.
Yeah, try it out. See what happens. Feel, felt, found, find.
Got it.
I know how you feel because I felt the same way when X. What I found was Y, and I might be able to help you find your own solution.
Right. And the why is obviously like how I help them, right? Or can the why also be the how? Like I found after finding your confidence that life is good, or I found that working with XYZ, like is it both? Is it the how I help them, but also the results? Like I found that after fixing this XYZ, this is the result. Does that make sense, what I'm asking?
Yeah, and we don't know until you test it. Because what it may be is this, maybe it doesn't sound right to you, but their eyes light up.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how it sounds to you, it depends on how they're receiving whatever you say.
Exactly.
So okay. If their eyes light up, it's like, oh, like, strike. I need to keep wearing this thing out.
Gotcha.
But you also have to realize too that not everyone wants help.
Oh yeah.
Some people want to talk about the problem and not do anything about fixing the problem.
Yeah. And I'm totally okay with that. And I like to, that's why I like to create a safe space where people feel that they can reach out to me. Because no part of me likes to sell people. I am a person that is of service. And even when we do like our first conversation after someone reaches out, it's a matter of like, this is how working together is going to look. It's not a sales call or anything. I let them talk, I share my story, and then this is what it's going to look like. It's more natural and comfortable for them because nobody wants to be sold, you know, especially in this situation. So yeah, it's really important for me to foster that type of environment where people come to me and I'm not, you know, going after them, because exactly to your point, not everybody's ready, not everybody wants it, but not everybody believes that it's possible for them. So not that coach.
Right. And nor should you be. And one thing you can say to bring a little bit of humor to, like, you know, a kind of a, you couldn't say this, probably you met somebody for 12 seconds and they've told your story, told you their story. But I heard Zig Ziglar say one time, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a pity party. However, when you do have a pity party, a lot of people don't come, and those that do don't bring any presents with them. So yeah, there is a time, but then it's like, okay, so that happened. It sucked. Full stop. It sucked.
Right.
What do you want to do about that going forward?
Right.
Like, do you want to continue living in this, or do you want to do something different?
Yeah.
So I think you just play with it. You know, maybe it feels right to you, and you just try it out. Maybe you have a couple. Like, you have a couple feel, felt, found, finds, and you just, maybe they say, maybe you get them to tell you what their problem is, and you say, what I found with this problem is this is a solution. You just have one you come up with.
Right.
Because then they're speaking, oh, this person gets me.
Yeah. I love it.
Awesome. Okay, well, this was fun.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.